The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Thursday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sebilia, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Good morning. It's 7:05 out of New York on AM 970, The Answer, Thursday, April 11th. Great to have you with us. Danny Colson is taking the time to join us. Danny served this country in great fashion as former Deputy Assistant Director of the FBI, founding commander of the FBI Hostage Rescue Team. Danny, welcome back to the show, sir. Great to have you with us. How you doing?
I'm very good. Good to hear your voice.
You too, my friend. Hey, Danny, what happened in Philly? Really not a terror situation, just gangbangers, yeah. Not unlike the Super Bowl celebration that happened.
Exactly.
Okay, yeah, walk us through that if you would, sir, and thank you so much for joining us, Danny.
Well, it's kind of sketchy what we have for details, many as you would expect. Looks like two groups, possibly gang members of different gangs, got some kind of suit, and they brought the guns out and started shooting people. And, you know, the cops have to respond. I know there's going to be a lot of consternation over the fact that a 15-year-old kid was shot. But that 15-year-old kid had a gun. And police don't know your age. They don't get a chance to check your ID. If you pull out, I think he had an assault rifle. If you pull that out, they're going to engage you. And fortunately, they didn't kill him. So he's got a chance to live and have a life now. But good Lord, it's I'm afraid to go to the grocery store, Joe.
Yeah, so true. And going to that Super Bowl, why don't we hear about that, what happened? Why are they covering something up that we don't hear, like a Super Bowl celebration party? People shot up. I mean, kids. I mean, a number of kids, like almost a dozen or so. And we don't hear about these things. This unfolded on national television. But this will go away as well, Danny Colson. How do we learn from these if we don't, you know, right?
Well, you know, I don't think we do learn from these things. We have, remember, we've started defunding the police. We've started doing things that make violence more likely. We have unsecure borders. We have more people coming in here. Anyway, I think we're beginning to be immune to it. It's like, you know, your hands get tough working hard, so you don't feel as much as you used to. So I think that's it. It's just we as a nation are so accustomed to violence every day on our streets. In our homes, that it's not newsworthy anymore.
And then the bad guys always get the guns. And they always say, we're going to stop guns. And the bad guys get the guns in the most strict, enforced, the most it's restrictive areas when it comes to gun laws, like in Chicago or New York or in Philadelphia. There's a good gun laws. The bad guys will always get the guns, apparently. Although, you know what, Danny, as if I may, I talked to some friends, you know, in law enforcement statewide, and they do stop a lot of the guns, but it's a constant and ongoing effort. But no matter what happens, these bad guys always seem to get their hands on the weapons.
Well, they do. And remember this, the gun genie is out of the bottle in the United States. You can pass all the legislation you want, and it's not going to affect one damn thing. It won't change anything. It won't make it any better. We need to put people in jail that commit crimes. And you know what? When I was a kid, we used to put insane people in institutions. We don't do that now. We give them a pill. They may take it, they may not, and then they go out and kill somebody. Joe, think about this. Every time you hear about an active shooter situation in a business or a school, everybody says, we knew that guy was a problem. No, it's never a surprise. It's always the guy they suspect, and that's, we've seen it. Now we've seen parents getting prosecuted for their kids killing people. And so the jury's out on that for me. I'm not sure I agree with that, but I guess we'll find out.
Yeah, it's interesting what happened with that Crumbly case and both parents to jail. And then I was thinking about all the inner city crime, Danny Coulson, that's happening every single night that we don't hear about because, you're to your point, we're so used to it. But what's happening in St. Louis and Illinois and Milwaukee and New Orleans and East St. Louis, Illinois, all these great little towns, and we do not hear it. I wonder if those parents are going to have to be responsible for here on out. Could a precedent be set, do you think?
You and I should talk about that someday over dinner. I don't know that these parents have that kind of control.
Yeah.
In this case, the husband and wife are indicted. They probably did have some control, but I'm not sure how I feel about that. If you have a kid and he's out on the street and he's not with you, then you're not responsible. But if he's living in your home, or if you buy him the gun, then I think you have some issues you're going to have to address.
Yeah, so I think that's what happened in that case, but your point is well taken. How much can you blame the parents? Hey, Danny, so Christopher Wray, testimony today, he's saying, look out. I mean, you and I, listen, you're an expert. I can't even imagine or put myself in your position with your stellar law enforcement career, sir. But we see, in just a second, Brandon Judd is going to join us, president of the National Border Patrol Council. We see we're being invaded. And Venezuela says, we know for a fact that they've unloaded their jails and their homicide rate has dropped 22% because they're sending criminals where? Oh, I don't know, America. All of this is happening before us. And then you hear the head of the FBI go, we're going to have a problem. We think there's going to be a problem. And you put your head in your hand, and you go, we've been trying to tell you. Of course we have a problem. To your point, starts with defund the police. Let's open our borders. Let's let anybody in. And we see it coming a mile away. And then what they call gotaways, Danny Coulson, the people that don't get at the border. Christopher Wray's warning us. What could we do to stop something like this, if we can at all?
Well, what's he doing to stop it? That's my question for him. What are you doing? You should have a huge number of agents looking at this. But he also made a comment that with regard to Chinese coming here, they outnumber our agents, Chinese intelligence officers, to 50-1.
Wow.
What does that tell you? How many people are coming across there? And I live in Texas. I have friends on the border. I formed a company to build the border wall. And we had it all built, and Joe Biden got elected, and that went down the tubes.
Right.
So, no, you use the term. It's really astute. We're being invaded, and our president is facilitating an invasion right now today.
Yeah.
And you think he'll stop? I don't think he'll stop.
No, they won't. You know what the problem is? He said on Univision yesterday, Biden said, he goes, well, I guess I don't know. He actually said it, and I'm paraphrasing, but not too much. He goes, oh, I think I could stop it. I'm not sure. They're telling me I can stop this invasion. All he has to do is do it. He undid everything Trump did, stay in Mexico, do one thing, and he won't do it. But apparently before Election Day, he may do it. But don't you think, Danny Coulson, as soon as he gets reelected, God forbid, but if he does, the borders are going to be wide open once again. They'll go right back to it, correct?
100%. You're 100% right. Remember, he wants this.
Yeah.
He does not see this as an issue. And I don't understand. I mean, I am terrified of what's going to happen to our country. If he's reelected, I don't know what we'll do.
Yeah.
I don't know where we'll go.
Yeah, it's so true. So getting back to Philly, getting back to Kansas City, there's no way. There's nothing really you could. It's like school shootings. You could lock down the schools. The guns are going to be out there. I mean, just as former FBI how you served in the FBI so valiantly, Danny Coulson, what do we do? What do we do? We just, like you said, you got to look for an exit wherever you are. If you're in a public arena, that's so sad, but it's true. Yes.
Well, first of all, parents should ensure that the schools have a plan. My daughter's a school teacher, and every door in the school is locked. You cannot get through the door at their school. They're bulletproof, and you have to be buzzed in after they identify who you are. You have to have a plan, and you have to train your kids and your teachers about what happens if you do have an active shooter. And you cannot predict these things. Nobody can. I do expert witness testimony all the time. And if you don't have some intelligence that tells you they're on their way, you can't stop it. You just got to get ready to deflect it.
Yeah, and I want the way we defund the police, I want hopefully we have the resources to do that, you know. In any case, Danny, thanks. You know, yeah, dinner sounds good. What, now, I would have Italian. You would have, what, armadillo? Is that what we're eating down there in Texas? Is that what we're eating down there in Texas? Or some kind of beef, huh?
You'd have a lot of fun. We have a great home, and my wife's a great hostess. We have fun here.
Listen, I'd be honored, man. I got to tell you, it's a great state. I always say, if it wasn't Jersey, I'd be down there. And I love that you don't have any state income tax. Oh, my goodness gracious.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Danny, thank you, my friend. Thanks for your service.
Thanks. Good to hear your voice. Take care.
You too as well. Thank you so much. Thanks, Danny. Danny, take care. Danny Colson, former Deputy Assistant Director of the FBI, founding commander, by the way, of the FBI Hostage Rescue Team. And you know me, I'm always all about the rank and file of the FBI. Christopher Wray, although that big guy I told you about over the weekend in Nashville came over to me and he goes, you know, no, Chris Wray, I like, he didn't like James Comey, but, and then we hear Nicole Parker talk about Chris Wray, maybe not so much doing the job. The fact of the matter is these things keep happening. What happened in Philly and what happened with, and I think that, and I'm going to say it because no one else really has the guts to say it. But I have to, honestly, if it's, and I think people have said it before, if it's a heterosexual white male, that will be the story. They will drive that home, you know, and especially if it's a MAGA male, you know, right, you know. But if it's a person from an area, maybe a person of color, they won't put it out there. And what happened in Kansas City? And how do we stop it? Right, in that regard, right? And we'll talk to Brandon Judd about the border as well. 716, president of the National Border Council. But the FBI guys, rank and file, are great. I'm not backing down on that. I've seen them. I've been with them. They're great. It's just when they get in that upper echelon, it upsets me when we're going to hear Christopher Wray say, "Be careful." Excuse me. They let in. Oh, I don't want to even think too much. I'll check with Brandon Judd. 2 million gotaways. 2 million. Where are they? And then, hold on. What about the guy in Michigan we talked about in Dearborn? Death to America. Can we investigate that guy?
Right.
Yes.
By the way, can I just make a quick mention?
Sure.
My last news report, I mentioned a story about Tony Bennett and his auction. They're auctioning off his artwork at Lincoln Center.
Yeah.
The article said that Tony Bennett died in 2018 at the age of 94. That's incorrect. He died last year, so I just want to make a quick correction on that.
Thank you. So speaking of stars, so what happened? De Niro was he at the White House yesterday? He was dining with Joe Biden.
I was busy drinking beer yesterday, so
check that out, Joe. I just saw that on the news. It was very, very interesting. I mean, it's like, gosh almighty, I don't know how.
Is he telling Biden, "You're looking at me? What are you looking at me? What are you looking at? Huh? What are you looking at?"
You know, I think I got to tell you, I had to run this country. I tell you,
apparently it was Robert De Niro, but also Jeff Bezos and the Clintons. They joined for the state dinner with the Prime Minister of Japan last night.
Oh, I get it. I get it. Yeah.
And so there were more than 200.
Well, wait a second. What does Robert De Niro have to do with the Japanese?
Well,
I get Jeff Bezos,
They reach out to, like, I remember when, and interestingly enough, in the Reagan White House, like I keep telling you, it was the Italian Prime Minister, so they invited me, and they invited, I remember that's where Yogi and I had some fun, and the Italian Americans were down, but yeah, you're right, you know, I guess they just want to reach out and just entertain the people that support them. I'd be afraid to go to the White House now, I mean, really, I mean,
what,
just to show
what
any
do you mean,
support.
Entertain? De Niro's not a comedian.
Yeah, he does. He does a killer 10 minutes.
Does he? Does he really?
Yeah. A killer 10 minutes. Did you see him in The King of Comedy?
I don't know.
He killed.
I'm just saying. Of all the people you ask.
No. I'm not saying he's entertainment. They go out and they just kind of schmooze. You know?
No, can you imagine? All right, Bob, get up. You're up. That's it. Entertain. I'm funny. No, you want Joe Pesci. No, you want Pesci. I'm funny. I'm funny. How? How? Like I'm a... Like I'm a clown?
And do what? What am I going to do? 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 What am I doing? What am I doing?
I'm just saying. Like,
hey, Baba De Niro, you're a big fan. Man, big fan. Hey, well, who are you? Huh? Well, I heard some things. I heard some Japanese things.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you're so...
terrible. That's terrible.
I like Deer Hunter, my favorite movie. My favorite movie. That's an impression. Yeah, how do you know that the Prime Minister of Japan doesn't
that's
sound
not,
exactly
that
like that?
Doesn't sound Japanese. It sounds Chinese.
No,
and apparently
even
the Japanese Prime Minister.
I'm into Japan, I don't have. I know.
Hold on.
I
don't have the audio, but apparently the Japanese Prime Minister did quote Star Trek yesterday.
He's apparently
big Star Trek fan. He said, I hope everyone, we go nowhere, nowhere, no one has gone before.
Yeah, I got to tell you, and the Japanese, it's a beautiful country, beautiful people.
You were
people.
Waiting
we
for me to learn. Say it in a Japanese accent.
You felt that space there,
oh
man.
Oh, my God.
I was waiting to do that.
You were like, he's going to do it. He's going to do it. He had it all in your head.
Bodri go with no man.
That's terrible.
It's a listen. Stop with the racism. It's,
funny. It's
an exact dead-on impression. It's a dead-on impression.
Yeah.
You know,
it's a dead-on. What is all this whacking?
I did Liberace the other day, and it was dead-on. Some people,
you
can't do that.
Skechers?
No, it's Liberace.
Are you wearing your Skechers?
With the rhinestones, only with the rhinestones.
So exciting.
His brother George.
Right. All right, we better get out of here. Listen, we're going to make way for Brandon Judd. We're getting punchy already. 20 minutes after 7 o'clock, Debbie Duhaime is on the roads. Hello, Debbie. How we doing? How you doing? How you doing? How you doing? You doing all right? You all right?
I'm
all right?
Fine. Yeah, I can't complain. I can't complain at all. You may complain if you're on the Cross Bronx, though, Joe. It's really busy on the Cross Bronx, westbound into White Plains Road. Tractor trailer fire. That right lane is blocked. It's foggy out here this morning. Definitely want to use caution traveling. Let's go out to the LIE West, right past the Van Wyck. They're still cleaning up from another tractor trailer fire there. The right lane remains blocked. Watch for delays eastbound LIE Service Road out by Brown Swamp Road with a collision. Westbound Belt slowing down out by Bay 8th Street into the Verrazano. Watch for a crash. That one is in the left lane. Troubles on the eastbound side of the belt by Erskine Street with another collision. FDR Drive south at Houston Street, a stalled vehicle. And over in Jersey on 9 northbound in Sayreville, right by Ernston Road, it's some ongoing right lane construction. Rain this morning, some clouds later, then more rain later on today with a high going up into the mid-60s. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Navage. Don't let a cold, sinus infection, or allergies ruin your day. Breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier with Navage. Visit Navage.com, Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, or a store near you.
All right, let me tell you about the boys of summer. They're back. It's baseball season, baby. That's right, at Route 22 Toyota in Hillside, New Jersey. That means it's time for their Grand Slam event. Our friend Alex Kinsella over at Route 22 Toyota is a big baseball fan. He's celebrating the season with the best offers of the year, like zero down leases on all your favorite Toyota models. Low 1.99% APR financing up to 72 months. Plus, at Route 22 Toyota, they're offering unbelievable lease deals starting at just $79 a month. You believe that? On some of your favorite Toyota models. Call them today, 973-705-8905, 973-705-8905, and have Alex's team show you how easy it is to get you into a new Toyota during their Grand Slam event, all right? And remember, everybody drives, thanks to their goal for 100% credit approval. I did say 100% credit approval. It's all going on right now during their Grand Slam event, where you could save big on your next Toyota from Route 22 Toyota in Hillside, New Jersey. Just remember, you tell them Joe Piscopo sent you.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Earnings season is underway with CarMax reporting today, and Constellation Brands, maker of Corona and Modelo beers, then big banks report on Friday. Keith Fitzgerald of the Fitzgerald Group is anticipating some encouraging numbers.
People constantly hunt for strong stocks, look for pockets of the economy that are going well. Well, if you line up with the great big themes that are moving our world, I think those are still going to be the stocks you want to pay attention to. I think the numbers are going to get a little rougher. People are going to begin to focus on operations. But don't forget the investment and forward-looking guidance, I think, is going to be a lot stronger than a lot of people think. So I'm looking for good numbers here.
There's also an important inflation reading this morning, the producer price index for March. It's believed inflation at the wholesale level nudged higher last month, as did the consumer price index. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosola, invested in you.
Donald Trump Jr. here. Since January of 2021, the cost of living has increased by 17.9%. You can't get that money back. But you can stop your losses by diversifying into a gold IRA from my friends at Birch Gold Group. To learn more, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word SHELTER to 989898. That's SHELTER to the number 989898 to get your free info kit from Birch Gold now.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, my name is Ryan Bourne.
And I'm Danica Bourne.
And we're the owners of South Coast Tax.
We started our company 10 years ago in an effort to help our fellow Christians experiencing tax issues resolve their matters by taking a simple three-step approach.
South Coast Tax are Christian-based tax accountants and attorneys that specialize in releasing bank levies, wage garnishments, and filing complex tax returns. We are the leaders in acceptance of offers and compromise with awesome results. We're also a small firm who will treat you like family, not just a number.
Call us today at 1-800-TAX-1176 for a free consultation. And we'll take the time to explain all of the programs that you qualify for in order to allow you a fresh start.
Proverbs 15:22 says, plans fail for lack of counsel, but with many advisors, they succeed. Call us today at 1-800-TAX-1176, and together, we can help achieve this goal by putting the IRS debt behind you for good. Again, that number is 1-800-TAX-1176.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
All right, Michaels of Brooklyn. We're going to talk to Brandon Judd in a second, but I want to tell you about Michaels of Brooklyn and give you the number right off the bat. Fred's there, Johnny's there, Marianne and Michael standing by for you, making reservations at what is the best Italian restaurant you will ever go to, I think. Honestly, the hospitality, the warmth, the cuisine made from scratch, you can't invent that. The sauce that you get all around the country at the supermarkets, Michaels of Brooklyn sauce is right there, made at Michaels of Brooklyn in Brooklyn, New York. 718-998-7851. 718-998-7851. It's Michael's of Brooklyn, homemade pasta, biscotti, a marinara, a puttanesca, arrabbiata, bronzino, broccoli rabe. Oy, I'm getting hungry now. You got to go to Michael's of Brooklyn. You know, we invite you to get the sauce. Go to michaelsofbrooklyn.com. You'll be able to get the Michael's of Brooklyn sauce anywhere, the gravy, whatever you want to call it, but you really want to go to Michael's of Brooklyn, right there, Avenue R, off of Nostrand in Brooklyn, New York. 718-998-7851. It's Michael's of Brooklyn, serving that community, by the way, since 1964.
Tweet us on Twitter. Like us on Facebook. We're everywhere. AM970, theanswer.com.
Joe Piscopo on the radio. Brandon Judd taking the time with us, which we appreciate immensely. President of the National Border Patrol. Brandon, Mr. President, thank you for joining us, and a good morning to you, sir.
Good to be with you. Thank you.
Well, we always appreciate your fight, and we're watching Mayorkas. In my opinion, this is Piscopo talking, not Brandon Judd, but lying through his teeth. I mean, this guy making up things. I mean, your thoughts on the Mayorkas hearings yesterday, please, sir.
Oh, he always lies. That's to be expected. I mean, we've seen that time and time again. He's just not going to tell the American public the truth, and that's what one of the things that's really frustrating to me. Is because when you know, we hear the Democrats all the time talking about democracy and the attack on democracy. The real attack on democracy is when you have government officials that are lying to the American people, and because of their lies, they're not able to formulate a true opinion based upon all the facts. And that's what our government is responsible to do. Our government is responsible to tell the American people the truth, allow them to formulate their opinions based upon all of the facts, not half or even none of the facts. And it's so frustrating to see that.
And it's okay to impeach Mayorkas, Brandon Judd, as opposed to going directly to President Biden, you know, because he's the guy that just, well, I mean, if he knows what's going on, he may not. But let me ask this question, Brandon Judd. Will they impeach Mayorkas? Would that ever go through, do you think?
So, you know, whether he gets convicted or not, it's going to be really interesting. You know, on Monday, we're going to see it. We're going to see whether the Schumer shuts it down. All they have to do is take an immediate vote, and if if they have a majority that says no, it's over. It's over. You know, he is already impeached. He's going to go down in history as only the second cabinet member that's ever been impeached. Now, whether he gets convicted or not, that's you know, very doubtful. But at least if they have a hearing, at least if there is a trial, There's going to be an awful lot of evidence that comes out. And when that evidence comes out, the American people are going to be able to see exactly what's going on there, which is why I think the Democrats, and because they control the Senate right now, I think that they will shut it down because they don't want that evidence to be, you know, out there for the entire American public to see.
Yeah, in an election year, you're absolutely right, Brandon Judd. And then Mayorkas says that the DHS has a perennially insufficient budget. I mean, I guess he is that not an admission that things are wrong? Now he's going to blame the budget, right?
This has nothing to do with the budget, and that's what's maddening about this entire thing. We could do what we need to do with what we have right now. We don't need more resources. We don't need more agents. We don't need more technology. We don't need more infrastructure. What we need is policy, and policy doesn't cost anything. So you can deflect and you can cry and you can say that we don't have the budget, when in reality, all they would need to do is give us policy. And if they gave us policy, we would see a huge drop in the numbers of illegal crossings. And if we saw that drop, again, why would you need money? Yeah, of course. If we're going to be at 5,000 apprehensions, 12,000 apprehensions, of course we're going to need more money. But if you gave us the policy and dropped it back down to what is normal, 1,000 apprehensions per day, why do you need money? There's no need for money at that point.
And I don't know if you saw the interview, Brandon Judd, with Biden yesterday. I guess it was on Univision. And they said, what about the border? He goes, well, they're telling me it was so feeble and so weird, really just unsettling as an American taxpaying citizen to hear the guy they call president say, well, you know, they tell me that I can stop this. I'm going to look at it. That tells me, because of the polls, that he's losing dramatically and losing at the border to poll wise dramatically before the election, they will try to do something, that he'll go in and do something. Can he fool the American public, Brandon Judd?
He's going to try. He's backed himself in a corner. He cannot come out with policy. If he were to come out with policy tomorrow, then the mainstream media is going to have to report upon that. And they're going to then have to conclude that he was wrong for 3 years.
Yep,
that's why he's not going to do it. Listen to what he said. If you listen to what he says, everybody's saying, oh, he's thinking about coming out with policy. He's thinking about coming out with policy. No, he's not. Yeah. What he said yesterday is, well, I don't have the authority. I don't have the authority. So what he's trying to do is he's trying to deflect. He's trying to say, I've done everything that I can. I'm looking at it. I'm looking to see, but I just, there's nothing I can do. That's what he's doing. He's deflecting because, again, think about it. If he were to come out tomorrow and he was to reinstate President Trump's executive orders, which have already been upheld by the Supreme Court, if he were to do that, then everybody would say, oh, so you were wrong last 3 years.
That's right.
So this is your fault. So now he's backed himself into the corner. He can't do anything because if you were to do something, then everybody's going to blame him and say exactly what he was doing. He was lying.
Yeah, Brandon Judd, president of the National Border Patrol Council. We appreciate your service so much. Before we let you go, sir, Chris Ray on the Hill today. And it's so frustrating, Brandon, because we've talked to you, Mr. President. We've talked to all the people that have done so well in keeping us safe, whether it's Chad Wolford, Tom Holman, or Mark Morgan, our buddies, you know, in Homeland Security. And then we see people coming in the border. Then you hear the head of the FBI go, you know, we may have a danger. I can't. We are numb that the head of the FBI, because how many gotaways, Brandon Judd? 2 million? I mean, honestly, how many gotaways, what we call gotaways at the border, sir?
That we know of, that we've detected, has been right at 2 million. But we're detecting about 60 to 70%. So add another million on top of that. So for Ray to come out right now, he's 3 years too late. He should have come out and he should have been talking about this, you know, 3 months into this administration. So, yeah, okay, it's great that he's finally doing it, but come on, it's 3 years too late. The damage is done.
Yeah, listen, we appreciate your service, Brandon. Thanks for always taking the time with us. Keep the fight. We're here for you. Have the airwaves anytime you need them, Brandon Judd. And again, thank you for serving this country in such a great fashion, sir.
Good to be with you. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Brandon Judd, president of the National Border Patrol Council. You see it. And you know what else? 7:34, we got a break, and Nicole Malliotakis, a congresswoman, is going to join us. But I hear people, regular people, I hear housewives, I hear regular people going, yeah, these people came into my community. I don't know how they got there. We heard planes coming in the middle of the night, and then all of a sudden I see people at Walgreens, people at CVS, and they can't speak English, and they're just placing people in our country. And I feel for the people, bleeding heart that I am. Thank you very much. But I feel for these poor people. They're just bringing them in like that. But what about the people who are waiting in line, like my grandparents did, legally spending all their money that they have to get into this great country, that want this country, they want to help build this country? What about those folks? What a mess. What a mess. So please, please don't ever judge who I vote for, because we need a change desperately in Washington. 7:34, Nicole Malliotakis will join us. The congresswoman is jumping on the air with us in a moment. Al is in the newsroom on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
51 degrees at 7:35. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. New York City making moves to fight package theft. Mayor Adams says, with almost 90,000 packages reported lost or stolen in the city daily, they have installed lockers on public sidewalks at 7 locations, with more to come in the coming months. They're free to use 24 hours a day, can be managed online, and are able to securely hold 25 packages at a time. The Locker NYC pilot program also aims to cut down on emissions by reducing the number of delivery trucks on narrow streets by centralizing delivery locations. After another aftershock being reported in New Jersey, days after the earthquake that shook the tri-state area, the U.S. Geological Survey says the 2.6 magnitude aftershock happened shortly before 10:30 Wednesday morning southwest of Gladstone. The USGS says there have been 46 aftershocks since Friday's 4.8 magnitude quake struck near Lebanon. Experts say aftershocks are possible up to a week after the main event. In sports, Yankees couldn't complete the sweep over the Marlins, losing to Miami 5-2. Wednesday's game between the Mets and Braves was postponed due to rain. The game will be made up on September 26th. And the Nets won their final home game of the season. They took down the Raptors 106-102. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhaime's got the answer.
And good morning, Al. Alternate side parking rules suspended for religious observance. Metered rules in effect. Inbound George Washington Bridge, a 40-minute delay. The outbound GWB lower level construction. Lincoln Tunnel 35 in, Holland 25 in from both approaches. Troubles right now as you take it to the Cross Bronx westbound, still heavy into White Plains Road. That truck fire extinguished, but they're still cleaning up, so watch for delays. Cross Bronx west into White Plains Road. LIE westbound, right past the Van Wyck, they're cleaning up from another tractor-trailer fire there. Westbound Belt, that's busy into Bay 8th Street with a crash. Eastbound Belt at Erskine Street, a crash. Vets Highway westbound by Lakeland Avenue, Bohemia. Emergency PSE&G work. 9 northbound in Sayreville, construction. Garden State Parkway south at 105. It's an accident being cleared. Rain today with a high in the 60s. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Over the last 30 years, Newman Ferrara, a New York City law firm, has evolved into a national practice focused on real estate, commercial, litigation, civil rights, class actions, and other complex litigation, representing many of the city's largest property owners, managing agents, and thousands of tenants. Newman Ferrara handles some of the nation's most significant class actions and civil rights matters. Newman Ferrara at 1250 Broadway in New York City. Go online to newmanferrara.com. That's NewmanFerrara.com. Listen to the firm's name partner, Lucas Ferrara, every Saturday at 10 a.m. on Dottie Herman's longest-running real estate radio program, Eye on Real Estate on AM 970. A real estate lawyer for 35 years, Lucas is a professor at New York Law School and is also a published author with books on real estate and New York's landlord-tenant law. Tune in Saturdays at 10 a.m. to hear Lucas's unique perspective and advice on Eye on Real Estate.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency on earth, and if you owe back taxes, the news isn't good. The IRS is raising the interest rate it charges on unpaid taxes, and further rate hikes are expected. Most people don't know it, but the IRS adds interest charges to your tax debts daily. So if you owe the IRS today, you'll owe even more tomorrow. And it doesn't stop until you get right with the IRS. The good news is getting right can start with one phone call to Optima Tax Relief, America's America's number one tax relief firm. Optimus Tax Professionals specialize in the Fresh Start Initiative, a powerful IRS program that can save you thousands if you qualify. In fact, the experts at Optima have resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients. Call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-965-1433. 800-965-1433. 800-965-1433.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Congresswoman Nicole Malliotakis will join us. I see your phone calls, too. Please hold. I want to tell you about Y-Refi right now, if I can. So if you're stretched thin, you got a lot of payments, like Caitlin, I tell you about, struggling to make payments while trying to get her career off the ground, and her lenders would not let up with those, you know, ever-present collection calls. She called Y-Refi and got set up on a plan that she could afford. Plus, her credit score has improved since working with Y-Refi. So here's an investment where you could earn up to a 10.25% fixed rate of return. You could turn your income on and off. There are absolutely no fees, no attack on principal. You know what this is? This is a secure, collateralized portfolio that may just be a better option for you than where you have your money right now. So please go to InvestYRefi.com. I know how crazy it is out there financially. You can go to invest, the letter Y, then R-E-F-Y.com, or you can call 888-YREFI-24. People all over the country are earning a high fixed rate of return with YREFI. They don't care what happens with the Fed or the stock market like yesterday. So our friends at YREFI are trustworthy, and they get it. Just go to InvestYRefi.com. Invest, the letter Y, then R-E-F-Y.com, or you can call 888-Y-REFI-24, 888-Y-REFI-24. Be sure to tell them Joe Piscopo sent you.
We aren't mainstream news. We are the truth. AM 970, The Answer.
7:41 in the morning, Congresswoman Nicole Malliotakis, representing the 11th Congressional District in the great state of New York, kind enough to join us. Nicole, Congresswoman, welcome back to the show. Thank you for always taking the time with us.
Good morning, Joe.
How are you? All good, Nicole? Everything good in your life, if I may ask? Good? Busy?
You know, things are good, but crazy, right? I mean, there's so many issues that we're dealing with every single day, and it feels like every time we're trying to focus on one thing, we're getting diverted by some other announcement that the mayor, the governor, the president are making.
I know, but you're on top of every single one of those issues. We appreciate it. Are very proud of you, Congresswoman. We so appreciate it. Walk us through what happened with the NYPD, attacked by migrants, again, in New York. You've been fighting this from day one. It just keeps happening, Congresswoman.
Yeah, it's tragically sad. I mean, I don't know what the Democrats are thinking, that they're allowing this to happen, this complete chaos and lawlessness, right? The president is rolling out the red carpet for people to enter into this country, made 60-plus changes via executive authority. They commit crimes. Kathy Hochul, the bail law, they're releasing them right back onto the streets. And then the city council passed a law that we don't cooperate now with ICE detainer requests, unfortunately. They tied the hands of the NYPD, so instead of turning them over to federal authorities to deport them, they're being released onto the streets. The good news is that I've been, you know, working closely with ICE. As you know, I did a press conference not that long ago calling for the city to cooperate with the detainer requests. The city's still not doing it, but ICE is out there full force getting these individuals. They caught yesterday the four migrants that were released because of the state's bail law and the city's lack of cooperation with ICE. They still managed to go out there and find the four individuals who attacked the police officers after they were caught shoplifting at a Target on the Upper East Side. So they are in ICE custody, and they are pending removal proceedings. But the fact that, you know, ICE now has to go do triple the work because they're not getting any cooperation from the city or the state is ludicrous. And it puts those ICE agents in danger, and obviously it puts the public in danger for the time that these individuals are still out there. So we have a real problem on our hands when, you know, the Joe Biden, Secretary of Mayorkas, they're directing CBP agents to release these individuals into the interior. And then when they commit the crimes, we're not getting the cooperation from the city and the state to get them deported. But thankfully, these ICE agents are doing a great job. And it makes me remember when AOC and all these characters were calling for ICE to be abolished. Remember that?
Yeah.
It was a couple of years ago
with
the defund the police movement.
Yeah.
But look at the great work that they're doing and against, you know, the odds, obviously, because they're not getting any help.
And they can't. Is there? There's a law, right? Because New York's a sanctuary city that they can't go in. Like what happened with poor Lakin Riley down in Georgia, the Venezuelan illegal that came in and he was let go by the NYPD because they weren't allowed to hold the guy because of these ridiculous laws. Correct?
That's right. And these are laws that, you know, Bill de Blasio expanded. It was a big issue when I ran against Bill de Blasio for mayor in 2017. He expanded these laws to, they kicked ICE out of Rikers Island. That's number one. And then what they did was they said, you know, Corrections Department, NYPD, you cannot comply with any ICE detainers. And you can't even notify ICE if you have an illegal immigrant that has committed a crime. So think about these officers. They one of their own was attacked by illegal immigrants, and they can't even, they're restricted from, you know, notifying ICE or cooperating in any way. So again, these Democrats in New York are completely working against their own citizens, and they keep putting the protecting illegal immigrants to the expense of their own citizens and their own police officers.
It's so scary. And now the Homeland Security Chief Alejandro Mayorkas testified before the House Appropriations Committee yesterday. What do you make of Mayorkas' responses on how he directly impacting New York migrant issues? How is he dealing with, if at all, Nicole?
Well, what's interesting is that he said that New York City has to comply with ICE detainer requests. So he's trying to shift the blame onto the city, which he's absolutely right. The city does need to comply with those detainer requests. It's what I've been calling for. We're pushing the mayor either to take executive order or, you know, this crazy city council that we have will never change it. I mean, unless people start, you know, voting for Republicans and we clean out that place, or at least normal Democrats, right? We got to get rid of these radicals in New York City Council that constantly pass these laws that hurt us. But the other thing is, What you know, he's at fault as well, Alejandro Mayorkas, because he's allowing these people to come in to begin with, right? These are policies that the Biden administration put in place. Okay, this just didn't happen on its own. Okay, it's not an act of Congress or anything. Like, what it was Joe Biden coming in, and he changed by executive authority, which he has, to all these policies that President Trump put in place, but with his executive authority.
Yeah.
And Mayorkas sent a memo to the CBP agent saying, even if somebody has a criminal record, that's not reason enough to not allow them in the country. That's not reason enough to deport them. And so that it was that instruction, that direction to the CBP agents that allowed these individuals to come in the first place. So they're all at fault here. And what we really need, and I gave a speech yesterday on the floor because I highlighted the Americans who have been killed by illegal immigrants. And I went through many examples, and I only had 5 minutes, so I couldn't go through all of them. Went through many examples of you know, just this year, I named about a dozen. And it's horrific because it's preventable, right? All we need is Joe Biden to say, all right, I'm going to repeal these executive orders that I've done. And that's why we passed legislation in the House to require him to take those actions, but the Senate won't take it up, our bill. And so, you know, Joe Biden just simply won't use the discretion that he has to undo the mess that he created.
Yeah, you know, whoever's telling him to do that, right? And you spoke brilliantly out against Biden on the 60-plus policies that he put in place that led to the open border that he could stop like today. Before we let you go, Congresswoman, not to put you on the spot, but we see with this FISA situation, conservatives deal another blow to Speaker Johnson, defeating FISA rule after Trump push. And then Donald Trump, you know, he tweeted out on Truth Social, said, kill FISA. FISA, they tried to take him down. With FISA, it has to be restructured. Where do you stand on all of this? It's a bit of a mess down there, Congresswoman. Well, where do you stand on all of it?
Certainly, FISA needs reforms. We need to make sure it's not being used to target American citizens. But we need FISA. Make no mistake about it. I'm talking to you as a New York City representative in a post-9/11 world. FISA is critical to stopping terrorism. It is critical to preventing the next 9/11, and we need to extend it. And yes, we need to make changes, which we are. We're certainly making reforms. The argument with the Republicans is, you know, which reforms and is it enough? And that's the issue. But I get very concerned about requiring law enforcement to get a warrant to, if a terrorist, for example, is communicating with someone with in the U.S., and it doesn't have to be a citizen, it could be a green card holder, for example, to require them to go through extra hurdles to get a warrant, which could be denied or could take time. That is the issue that we're dealing with right now. And but we need to have FISA, okay, because it is too critical, particularly when it comes to stopping terrorism, and I'm not going to mess around with that. So that's my view, and so I support reforms, and I support making sure that's going to be used appropriately and not abused. And the real issue here is we need to go after the people who abuse it. They need to have serious consequences for those who are abusing it and not using it for the right purpose.
Yeah, we got to let you go, Nicola. We'd love to have you, Chris Ray, on the Hill. I mean, he's going to warn us against possible terror attacks. You and I have been talking about it for years on the radio. Just open the border. This invasion is going to cause all sorts of problems. Now you got the head of the FBI finally saying it. It's scary that they're not listening to us earlier. Hopefully New York's prepared, you know, Congresswoman.
And that's why ending FISA would be a mistake.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. Nicole Malliotakis, Congresswoman, thanks a million. All the very best. You going to be in the parade on Saturday? I know you'll probably be in the Greek Independence Parade.
Yes. we'll be there with John Katsimatidis.
Of course. Of course you will. Thanks, Nicole. All the very best. Thanks, Congresswoman. Thank you so much. Joe on the radio, 10 minutes before 8 o'clock, and Debbie's on the roads on AM 970, The Answer. Hi, Deb.
Hi, Joe. Well, let's see what's happening on the Garden State Parkway South exit 105. It's an accident being cleared. Traffic slowing down on 78 West local lanes, exit 50, a crash over in Union. If you're heading to the westbound belt at Bay 8th Street, a crash. Eastbound belt at Erskine Street, it's an accident being cleared. Let's take it out to the LIE westbound right past the Van Wyck. Right lane is still blocked, cleaning up from an earlier tractor-trailer fire. And the Cross Bronx West at White Plains Road, tractor trailer fire there cleared. Alternate side parking rules suspended for religious observance. Metered rules in effect. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo. AM 970, The Answer.
Want to improve your memory and focus? Want a more restful sleep or maybe more energy throughout the day? Learn how by tuning into Boost Your Brain Power with Dr. Eric Kaplan as he guides you on an adventure of discovery on how to help your brain and body in a natural way so you feel better, function better, and improve your quality of life. It's Boost Your Brain Power with Dr. Eric Kaplan, New York's first board-certified functional neurologist, Saturday morning at 8 on AM 970, The Answer.
This is Joe Piscopo. The following is a medical minute sponsored by my friends at InfuCare RX. InfuCareRx.com. Improving quality of life one patient at a time. Here is this week's Medical Minute with Dr. Neil Nandy of the Perelman School of Medicine at the University of Pennsylvania.
IBD, or inflammatory bowel diseases, represent a spectrum of intestinal illnesses known as Crohn's disease and ulcerative colitis. This is where the immune system attacks and inflames the intestine, causing ulcers that prevent the absorption of nutrition, which may lead to the onset of diarrhea, abdominal pain, and sometimes weight loss. Ulcerative colitis affects the colon only, whereas Crohn's disease can affect the rest of the small or upper intestine.
This Medical Minute is sponsored by InfuCareRx, and the information, comments, or views expressed by the guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of InfuCareRx. Please consult your medical professional for any medical questions, opinions, or guidance.
There are some times when the kids go to bed and we just stay in the night talking about how hard the life it is for us. It's very hard to see my kids go to bed with hunger and not having something to give to them.
You can step into the despair of a mother like Lourdes. For the past 40 years, Food for the Poor has linked generous listeners like you to desperate families throughout the Caribbean and Latin America. Today, your generous gift is an answer to a mother's prayer for her children's survival. Right now, because of a meal for meal match, a one-time gift of $160 or just $14 a month provides four hungry children with food for the next year. So, how many children can you rescue? Make your gift safely and easily by calling 855-919-4673. That's 855-919-HOPE. or click the red Give Life banner at am970theanswer.com.
Listen to AM970 The Answer on Alexa, TuneIn, iHeart, or Odyssey.com.
Here we go now. Spring is here. Yeah, finally here. Going to be warm, little, chilly for the rest of the week. But we invite you to go to ReliefFactor.com and try 100% drug-free Relief Factor so you can get around during springtime and then summer. Summer already. I'm already booking summer, running around like crazy. And I want to make sure I can do it. So I take my Relief Factor. I take it with me on the road. It comes in little packets. You're going to love if you go to ReliefFactor.com. You're going to see a couple of other really, really great products at ReliefFactor.com. You could also call 800, the number for the word relief, 800-4-RELIEF, and talk to someone. Talk to a human. How about that? But in the meantime, you don't want to keep taking pills that simply mask your pain for a short time. Relief Factor helps support your body's natural response to inflammation. All right? So you feel better all day, every day. Over a million people have tried the Relief Factor Quick Start Kit, which is still only $19.95. Way to feel better or your money back guarantee, and nearly 70% go on to order more. I'm telling you, I think you're going to love Relief Factor. 800-4-RELIEF, 800, the number 4, the word relief, or again, ReliefFactor.com. Today's weather report is sponsored by Diamondback Ready Mix. When you're looking for concrete materials for your next construction project, call on the experts of Diamondback Ready Mix, New York and New Jersey's number one premier family-owned concrete supplier, proudly located on Staten Island, providing concrete services for commercial, municipal, and residential general contractors. 718-650-5649.
Joe Piscopo on the radio, 5 minutes before 8 o'clock. Jeff Nordine's at the Weather Answer Desk. Hello, Jeff. How we doing? Weather-wise, rain today already, huh?
Well, yeah, there's already been some light rain and drizzle around, and the clouds are low, can't even see the tallest buildings, and there's some fog, too. It's not a great day. It's going to get even wetter as we continue on with the wind picking up, the high of 64 under some showers, and then it's tonight into tomorrow morning that we're going to see very windy conditions and heavy rain at times. There is going to be some thunderstorms that could have some strong gusty winds as well. We're expecting the high possibility of some flooding on the streets and sidewalks, slowing travel too, and then minor to moderate coastal flooding. So it's not going to be a very good day overall. The rest of tomorrow, after all the heavy rainfall, still a couple showers, 64 the high, and then we're going to be looking at clouds, occasional sunshine Saturday, and a stray shower well north, high 57.
All right, Jeff. Well done. Thanks so much. Getting into springtime, getting into summertime. I'm supposed to be out and about. I may have to go to Reno, Nevada. Is that wild, guys? Reno, Nevada out there. I got to decide whether I go June or July. It's going to be hot out there. So
we'll have some. Very exciting, though.
Well, you know, they got the casinos, they got the things, they got the, I have a buddy out there who owns a casino, and they come on out, and I go, sure, we'll go out, and I've been there before. It's really, really very nice, and I love getting out and about, so we'll see. Then we go on the Bermuda Cruise, Piscopo at Sea, which is really exciting. We're going to have fun on that, which is, I believe, is sold out already, so it's busy. And, Joe, what will you do for the summer? Are you going to take a vacation?
No vacation. Nothing even when good. I take a vacation, it's not a vacation, because I still end up doing, you know, all my work that I always do.
I know. But you wouldn't go away. I can't see you going away for a couple of weeks. Where would you go?
I can't afford to go anywhere.
You would go to a Conan O'Brien Film Festival. Maybe you would do something like
yes,
that.
I would. Well, when I graduated, I took my big summer vacation to Los Angeles, and that was the first time I saw Conan O'Brien, which was very exciting to see a taping here, here. Of the show.
General Keith Kellogg coming up when we come back. Monica Crowley as well. John O'Caldwell on the show. Gordon Chang on the program. Mike Davis, founder of Article 3 Project. We got a radio show for you. Al is here, and Joey is here. Debbie's here. Did I see some phone calls? I'm sorry. You know, when we come back, ooh, if you can hold, I promise you, I'll get to the calls when we come back. 877-970-2999. Piscopo in the morning. Coming right back.
News. Opinion. Passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
51 degrees at 7:59. I'm Al Gattullo with local news first. Here's what's going on. New York State expected to vote today on another budget extension. New York State Senate Republican leader Rob Ort says it's the second consecutive year a budget has been late. He's blaming Governor Hochul for her lack of urgency, saying she should be driving both parties towards an agreement. Ort says the April 1st deadline should mean something. If the extension is approved, the spending plan would be due on April the 16th. An earthquake, a partial solar eclipse, and now a possible meteor, all in the same week in New Jersey and neighboring states. Dozens of people told the American Meteor Society they saw a fireball in the skies early Wednesday morning, including some who submitted video. Reports came from 9 New Jersey towns, from Atlantic City to Linden. Other reports came in from New York, Pennsylvania, and Delaware. Reports of the possible meteors and their colored trails were all timed between 3:30 and 4:15 a.m. Rent prices are up for the third straight month, according to real estate company Redfin. They're also up 0.8% from last year. Median rent as of March is at $1,987. Rents had cooled in the previous three-month period, but they're now beginning to rise again along with inflation. You now know what's going on. I'm Al Gattullo, AM 970, The Answer.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.